I'm gonna practice saying that.
Can I do that? Okay, we're back after a brief recess for me to refresh my mind on this. We're gonna take votes by a show of hands in the order the nominations are received. If the first two would receive a majority, then there will not be a vote on the third. So that's the way we're gonna do this today. So the first nominee for a member to the membership committee is Congressman Norris, and I need everybody to, with a show of hands, to lift their hands if they vote for Congressman Norris to be on this committee. Keep them up until Shanna can, the clerk can record them.
You can vote.
Okay, thank you. All right, I think that we're good on that vote.
How many did you have?
Congressman Norris had 11 votes. The next member that we're going to vote on, the next person, congressperson, is Congresswoman Pratt to the membership committee. So by a show of hands, all in favor of Congresswoman Pratt, please lift your hand right now. So Congresswoman Pratt, Congressman Norris is on the membership committee and Congresswoman Pratt because she had a vote of 7. So we're not going to take a vote on the third. There's no need to. Congratulations to both of you for being on the membership committee. That's why I had to get it straight from Trey how to do it, guys. Okay, we are now in motions and notices on our agenda for the day. Congresswoman Pratt.
I move to fix the SNADA adjournment for the 4th Osage Congress July 5th at 10 a.m.
Could you restate the motion, please?
I move to fix the SNADA adjournment for the 4th Osage Nation Congress on July 5th at 10 a.m. July 5th, 2016 at 10 a.m.
Is there a second to the motion? Congressman Mason. Mason is a second. Is there a discussion to the motion? Congressman Yates.
Explanation what it is?
I would like to give one, but I'll let Congressman Pratt.
It's just the adjournment of, that's the day of that the 5th Osage Nation Congress will be inaugurated, and so that will end the 4th Osage Nation Congress.
Yes, and all legislation that's pending before this body goes away and resets for a 5th Osage Nation Congress to come and sit. Any more discussion to the motion? All in favor of the motion say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Seeing none, motion passes. We are still in motions and notices. Okay, I'm gonna put you on one quick notice. I know you wanna go home, but I think the Constitution says that I have to. Okay, thank you. I'll do that too. I'm gonna get a quick report. Of what we have accomplished this HACA session, it's going to be really quick. And I'm going to ask legal counsel. We have processed approximately 70 bills this HACA session. Is that a record or do you know?
It's got to be pretty close to the spot. I would say yes, it is.
It's very close to a record for volume of legislation process. That doesn't mean it all went to the chief's office. 38 bills and resolutions have been sent to the chief's office for signature or veto. So that's what we've done. Quick rundown of finances. We started with a projected revenue, tribal projected revenue total of $11,985,817. We appropriated, but not completely enacted yet. What we've done here on this floor, we've appropriated $9,751,759. And we have $2,234,058 remaining of unappropriated tribal revenue of what we've actually appropriated, and that, I just want to reiterate, that's not enacted. And we have visited 10 confirmation to Congress. We've confirmed 10 board members. I think we've worked well. We've worked hard. I'd like to commend our staff for hanging in there. We've spent some late nights. I appreciate it. Thank you for all your hard work at the table. And we're almost ready for adjournment, but I'm going to get up there and make one more notice. Towards the end of the session, Congress always has a congressional lunch. One of our members or some of the staff, Mr. Jesse today and Eli Potts, have grilled the steaks for us. I want to reiterate, we purchase our own steaks, but I would like to thank the ENR department and Title VI. Our ENR department has our hydroponic system set up and growing, and I don't know that if you guys knew that, but they furnished the salad today. That's Osage salad that we ate today, and the Title VI prepared it for us and sent it over. I'd like to say thank you and give them a shout out. And now I'm finished talking, and for an adjournment, Congressman.
Motion to adjourn the session.
Second.
Could you withdraw just for 1 second?
I'll withdraw.
Congresswoman Duffy.
So we are adjourning our session today, and I remember when I was on the second Osage Nation Congress, Congressman Eddie Redigal had spoke to all of us the last day, and these seats, he said, are difficult to sit in. We make difficult decisions every day that we're in session, and even days that we're not. It's a constant job because we're always speaking with our constituents and listening to them. And he said, this job will make you. It'll make you laugh, it'll make you cry, it'll make you mad, it'll make you frustrated, and it'll make you happy. So I just wanted to say good luck to everyone running, and the incumbents and all the new people. It takes a tremendous amount of courage to sign up and put your name in the hat to run for an elected spot, and it has been an honor to serve with each and every one of you all. And I just wanted to say that much.
Thank you, Congresswoman Buffalohead. Congressman Walker.
Well, I was thinking about saying something too. I would just say that this may be the last time that all the 12 of us sit together as this particular Congress. It's been a pleasure, and it's been an honor. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman Walker. We're still in Congressman.
I'd also like to just say I've enjoyed working with everybody. It hasn't always been easy. I think we get along pretty well. I appreciate all the hard work that people have put in the committees. And like Congresswoman Buffo said, it's not easy. It's very difficult at times, frustrating, but I've enjoyed it, and I've enjoyed everybody that I've worked with up here.
Thank you, Congressman. Any Congressman?
I'd like to say it's been a real learning experience being up here, and I just hope all the new people can work with the people that are still here in a good way, and I'd just like to say thank you to everybody.
Thank you, Congressman Maker. Congressman Mason.
Thank you. I'm just going to stand, so.
Please do.
I want to talk to God. Almighty Father God, I want to thank you
for the privilege that you have given me to work and to talk and to laugh and to cry with these people here, Almighty Father. I thank you for the privilege, Almighty Father, for us to follow, to agree and disagree with our leaders and among ourselves, Almighty Father, as you've given us that choice in our minds and our hearts to be able to express ourselves. And the people, our Osage people, put us here to do exactly that in their behalf, to agree, to disagree, to make it good and better for all of them. Whatever that final decision is to be good for all of them. If there's something that has gone awry, Almighty Father, if there's something that is wrong, guide us so that we can fix it. The people that come next, that they can fix the wrongs. We have that power, Almighty Father. You've given us that right and privilege to birth a piece of legislation, to walk it through and to carry it and address it and fund it, Almighty Father. And at times it fails, Almighty Father. And at times it has resistance, Almighty Father. But we thank you again for the things that you have given us. We know that we can't please everybody, Almighty Father, but we want to please you. And the best that we can do for our people, Almighty Father God, that you be with us and you take care of us. And as we go our separate ways now this day, you be with each and every one of us and be with our families and put your angel's wings around our families this tonight, around our beds, Almighty Father, that we have a good sleep, Almighty Father, that we'll be able to relax a bit because it's been a tiring time. And we have done our best. Wash God has said, we've done our best, Almighty Father, for our people. And nothing to regret, Almighty Father. And we look back and we think sometimes that I wish I'd have voted this way or that way or something, but it's done. And if it is necessary for it to happen and come back around, it will. You'll make it come back to us to make it right for our people, Almighty Father. So as we get ready for the ceremonies that come in June, Almighty Father, for again, was mentioned already for our drum keepers and families and our districts, Almighty Father, we prepare for that new year coming, that we have a good time, Almighty Father. Things are put in order. And we want to leave this place in order, Almighty Father, as we came into it. We thank you for that privilege. We thank you for everything that you've given us, Almighty Father, this day. Amen.
Thank you, Congressman Mason. We just needed that prayer today. I guess that I'm going to say something too, because it seems like what we're doing. It's been a pleasure to serve with each and every one of you, even through all of our debate and maybe not agreeing on things, but every one of you I've been able to come right back in and work with on the next issue. And that's what it takes for a successful legislative body, for you to come back to the table and start over and work again. And I've appreciated the relationships that I've built with each and every one of you. And I love this job. I love what we do over here. So thank you. Now, Congressman Supernall, would you like to say something?
Yeah, I'd like to say enjoyed this session, but I think it's wishful thinking to think we're not going to be back together again. So.
No, that's right.
Yeah. Okay, any other motions or notices? Congressman Norris.
Well, I'd just like to say that being in office now for almost 2 years, it's been a learning experience, and I looked at people that sat here before I came in office. I tapped into their experience and knowledge, and I always was met with, I want to help, I'll give you this information. I never met with resistance or an unwillingness to help. And I appreciate each and every one of the people that sat around this table. And I sincerely hope that I'll get an opportunity sometime in the future to work with each and every one of you again. I hope I can offer or be a resource for anyone coming into the new Congress. and be as tolerant and patient as each and every one of you have been helping me. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman Lewis. I think we might be at adjournment, Congressman Shaw.
Motion to adjourn the session.
Second.
A motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say yes.
Yes.
Session is adjourned.